Hospital, 10 Healthy Way in Ellenville, New York, through January 25th, 845-647-6400. Please send news of your arts and cultural events to calendar at wjffradio.org. Thanks for listening. Please stay tuned.
Now and then. On today's program, we'll be listening to the music of the American singer-songwriter, the East Coast musician, Donald Fagen. Try not to worry what tomorrow will bring. I'm just going to do my best to hold on to that slinky thing. That's from Donald Fagen's most recent recording. The album is called Sunken Condos and was released in October of 2012. Donald Fagen is probably best known as one of the lead singer and keyboard player and one of the founders of the band Steely Dan. And Donald Fagen recently gave an interview with a man named Mike Ragonia on solar-powered radio, KRUU. And I have a couple of quotes from that interview that Donald Fagen did recently. Here's what he has to say about the newest release, Sunken Condos. I didn't think any of the individual songs had a title that worked for an album title, so I needed something suitably apocalyptic. I remembered there's a piece by Debussy called Sunken Cathedrals. So I just updated it, and I came up with Sunken Condos, which I think could be appreciated on different levels. You can associate it with the economic problems in the world now, the sociological problems in the world, and also my own personal situation. In other words, it's really about getting older and maybe facing some of the realities of life. I'm 64 now. So that's what Donald Fagen had to say about the title of the new recording, Sunken Condos. Donald Fagen is from New Jersey. He was born in Passaic, New Jersey in 1948. And the thing that's interesting is that his mother, Eleanor, sang right here in the Catskill Mountains back in when she was a young woman. She sang in a hotel band. And Donald Fagen grew up listening to her singing and playing music. He was really surrounded by music. It's kind of interesting because they moved from Passaic, which was kind of an urban environment, out to the suburbs in Fairlawn, New Jersey. And this really bugs him. He's out in the suburbs, and he starts to lose faith in his parents' judgment. So he's out there in the suburbs, and that part of his life became very influential. In fact, he recorded a whole album. His very first solo album, called The Nightfly, was a retrospective of what it was like to be a kid in the 1950s, growing up in the suburbs of New Jersey. He's starting to listen to R&B music, and the very first record that Donald Fagen buys is a Chuck Berry record, right? So he's 11 years old. It's 1959. He goes to the Newport Jazz Festival. So he's listening to Chuck Berry on one side, and then he's going to the jazz scene on the other. And it's always astounding for me how Donald Fagen and Steely Dan, they bridge, you know, what is rock and roll and jazz. They blur that line. And then the depth of his lyrics and the autobiographical nature of the things that he has to say place him squarely in my mind in singer-songwriter territory, because nobody can deliver the vocals and can deliver the music that he writes the way that he himself can sing it. It's really amazing. So he's like 11 years old when he hears his first jazz, and he says, quote, that he became, quote, a jazz snob. I lost interest in rock and roll, and I started developing an antisocial personality. He's living in New Jersey, and he's taking the bus. He's sneaking out to Manhattan when he's 11 and 12 years old. He's coming to Manhattan, and he's seeing Charles Mingus. Donald Fagen is looking at Sonny Rollins and Thelonious Monk and Miles Davis, right? What an inspiration. So he learns to play the piano when he's very young, and he graduates from high school in 65, and he enrolls in Bard College. And he's got a very high-minded degree. He wants to study English literature. And he loves the work of Jack Kerouac and William Burroughs, Allen Ginsberg, and Lawrence Ferlinghetti. And in my mind, the thing about Donald Fagen's lyrics is that they're very real life. They're not fluffy poetry. They're written in a very straightforward approach. You know what I mean. We'll get into that later. So anyway, while he's in college, he meets Walter Becker. And it becomes a lifelong musical collaboration with Donald Fagen and Walter Becker. They start a band, and Chevy Chase is in one of their first bands. You know, the comedian is called the Leather Canary. He's got the Don Fagen Jazz Trio. And then they also have, while they're in college, I love this, they have a band called the Bad Rock Band. Okay, he calls a quote from Donald Fagen about the bands, his college bands. He says it's, quote, sounds like the Kingsmen performing Frank Zappa material. Anyway, it's incredible the music that Steely Dan produces when they start recording. Their discography begins in 1972. Their first album is called Can't Buy a Thrill. So, you know, they advertise in the Village Voice, and they get a bunch of musicians together. Walter Becker plays the bass and later lead guitar, and Donald Fagen plays the keyboards, most notably a Fender Rhodes, and he also sings the lead vocals and writes a lot of the songs. So let's listen to some of the songs from Steely Dan, and then we'll get back to Donald Fagen's solo recording. But I think it'd be great to listen to some of those iconic recordings. That entire decade of the 70s, they did 7 albums in those 10 years. Let's start with a song from 1975 called Black Friday, and then from 1977 from their Asia album, which was their 6th album, a song called Deacon Blues. And then we'll hear the pinnacle, I think, of their recording together, an album called Gaucho from 1980, their 7th album, produced by Gary Katz. The song is called Babylon's Sisters. So, Steely Dan, Donald Fagen, and Walter Becker.
Catch the gray men when they die from Son, you're playing with fire. The kid will live and learn as he watches his bridges burn from the point of no return.
Babylon, sister, shake it. Babylon, sister, shake it.
So fine, so young.
Tell me I'm the only one.
Every game in town.
Steely Dan, Donald Fagen, and Walter Becker. We just heard three songs kind of spanning the decade. We started with Black Friday. That was from Steely Dan's fourth album in 1975. And then we heard Babylon Sisters from 1980's Gaucho album. And then we just heard Deacon Blues from the Asia album by Steely Dan. So Steely Dan, those two guys met in college. And one of the things that happened during the development of all this music was that what started out as a band really became a duo. In the studio, it would be Walter and Donald and their producer Gary Katz, and they would bring in a variety of session musicians. I mean, maybe 30 or 50 different session musicians would record tracks for these albums, and then they would, it was legendary, they would spend hours in the studio on a single guitar fade. They were obsessive about the nature of the quality of the sound, and the finished product represents an incredible attention to details and arrangements and mixing. It's a really sophisticated sound, Steely Dan. That Gaucho album in 1980, they broke up after that. And Donald Fagen begins a very successful and wonderful solo career in 1981. But they reunite again for Donald Fagen's second solo album in 1993, Kamakiriad. Walter Becker produces the album. And before too much longer, they finally produced another Steely Dan album in the studio, released in the year 2000. The album is called Two Against Nature. So it was 20 years between the seventh album, the Gaucho album, 20 years later in the year 2000, Two Against Nature. Let's listen to that title track. This is Steely Dan, Two Against Nature. Steely Dan, Two Against Nature. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. Today's program, we're listening to the music of the American singer-songwriter, the composer Donald Fagen. So that's Steely Dan's 2000 release, Two Against Nature. It's interesting because when they started their career, we heard a lot of the songs they did in the 70s. Like I said, they were really obsessed with the studio recording process, and they never played live. Donald Fagen always talked about how he inherited his mother's sense of stage fright. So it's really an incredible thing that they have now embraced the idea of doing live performing. And the most recent recording that Donald Fagen, the Sunken Condos album, he did a live performance on the Late Night with David Letterman. Right after the album was released, he did a performance live in November 2012. Of a song called Weather in My Head from the Sunken Condos album. Donald Fagen started his solo career in 1981, right after Steely Dan had broken up. And the sentiment was, the general consensus was that the solo stuff was even more jazz-oriented than the Steely Dan stuff. It's interesting because on a lot of the tracks, Donald Fagen plays synthesizer bass, what would normally be played on bass guitar. He's playing the bass lines. So this solo music is a double dose of Donald Fagen. He's done three solo albums. He started in 1981 with the album called Nightfly, and it's basically songs about his youth. 10 years later, in 1993 or so, he did Kamakuriad, which is an interesting visionary album about what the future could be like. And then his third album was called Morph the Cat, recorded in 2004 or so. And it's kind of ruminations about old age and death. Well, he talks about the new solo album, Sunken Condos. He's got a quote about it in that interview that he recently gave with Mike Ragonia. Here's the quote. Donald Fagen. Well, I think the first three albums I did, which appeared at 10-year intervals, more or less, ended up to be a trilogy. It didn't start that way, but I think I'm done with that now, so I wanted to start fresh. Of course, I did turn out to be more or less that a lot of tunes are semi-autobiographical, but I kind of felt freed up because they didn't have to refer to the material on the other three. I really started out to write freestanding songs, but the way it came out, they do have a kind of theme to them, I suppose. I guess I'll always be doing that. I can see that now, but yeah, it is different. The song Weather in My Head, we're going to listen to that song Weather in My Head. Here's what he has to say about this particular song. It's kind of a blues song. And the lyrics go, they may fix the weather in the world, but what can be done about the weather in my head? And Donald Fagen says, I've been trying to figure that out for years. Nothing can be done. Although I do take an interesting antidepressant, that's helped a little bit. But, you know, essentially you can't do that much about it. Everyone has weather in their head. You know who has the most weather in their head? Little kids. So let's listen to Donald Fagen's Weather in My Head. And after that, we'll hear another song from the Sunken Condos album. It's a breakup song called I'm Not the Same Without You, but it's not what you expect. Okay, Donald Fagen, Weather in My Head.
Inside I'm frozen, girl, I'm about to crack. They may fix the weather in the world, just like Mr. Gorsuch. But tell me, what's to be done? Oh, about the weather in my head. Girl, when you heard me, when you told like a typhoon exploded behind my eyes. They may fix the weather in the world, just like Mr. Gorsuch. Tell me, what's to be done? No, but the weather in my head. Here comes my own Trina. Levy comes apart. There's an ocean of misery flood my heart. They may fix the weather in the world, just like Mr. Gorsuch. But tell me, what's to be done?
the weather in my head.
Some other days to me, a future's
the same without you. Apparently things are better for Donald Fagen after she leaves in that song from his Sunken Condos album. Let's listen to another song from this recording. This one is called Miss Marlene, and it's a beautiful song. It's interesting all the different subjects he talks about. But this is what he has to say about this song, Miss Marlene. It's hard not to love her. Why is that? Well, because when someone dies young, they're preserved for all time in their youthful state. She was a sensitive girl. She was unlucky in love, and she kind of lost it there. And there was a terrible taxicab accident, and you know it happens. And she was an excellent bowler. The song is called Miss Marlene from Sunken Condos. Here's a few of the lyrics. Back in 007, Miss M was queen. She could roll like a pro rolls when she was 17. He's talking about bowling. Can't you hear the balls rumble? Can't you hear the balls rumble? And then one night something came apart. You were throwing back hurricanes, and we knew someone had played with your heart. And you ran into the dark street at University Place. The cab came up so fast, then we saw your laughing face. Can't you hear the balls rumble? Sometimes on a league night, I catch her scent again. Her hand guiding my hand. We drop the 7-10. Can't you hear the balls rumble? Miss Marlene, we're still bowling every Saturday. Donald Fagen, Miss Marlene.
Sam was queen. She could roll like a pro rolls when she was 17. Whether straight or hammered, she was best in town. When she released the red ball, all the pins fall down. Can't you hear the balls rumble? Can't you hear the balls rumble? I miss Marlene. We're still bold every Saturday night. Saturday night. You moved to the lane, child. Played on my heartstrings. Long skinny lace, child, and your hoopy rings. When the stakes were sky high, that's when you'd always shine. The ball would ride a moonbeam down the inside line. Can't you hear the balls? Saturday night. And then one night something came apart. You were thrown back, hurricanes, and you knew someone had played with your heart. Ran into the dark street at University Place. Came up so fast that we saw your laughing face. Can't you hear the balls rumble? Can't you hear the balls rumble? I miss Marlene. We're still bold every Saturday.
Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. I hope you enjoyed today's program, The Music of Donald Fagen. Thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from The Cooperage, 1030 Main Street, Honesdale. Be entertained, be challenged, be inspired. TheCooperageProject.org.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233 AH, Monticello, New York.